Hello, my name is Bisi Oladipupo, and welcome to my podcast. My website can be found at www.inspiredwords.org. Today, I'll be looking at some worship songs from the Bible and what we can learn from them. I hope this blesses you. The first one goes like this. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. This song can be found in Revelation 4, verse 11, which reads, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. We can see that this worship song that we still sing today was birthed from this scripture. So what is the setting of this song? I recommend that you read Revelation chapter 4. The song is currently being sung at the throne of God. Now let's read verses 10 to 11 together. Revelation 4 verses 10 to 11. The 24 elders fell down before him that sat on the throne and worshipped him that lived forever and ever and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Anytime we sing this song, we must remember that the 24 elders are casting their crowns, singing the same song before the throne of God. The song is saying, heaven is real and worship is going on right now. The second song. There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none besides thee, neither is there any rock like our God. There is none holy as the Lord. This song can be found in 1 Samuel 2, which reads, There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none besides me, neither is there any rock like our God. This song was birthed after Hannah prayed for a child, and the Lord answered her. The song is thanking God for answering a woman called barren by man, but not by God. The Lord gave Hannah a son that generations are still talking about today. The Lord gave Hannah Samuel. Samuel even wrote a book in the Bible. The Bible also declares that none of his words fell to the ground. 1 Samuel 3:19 reads, And Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and let none of his words fall to the ground. Now let's read the preceding verse together with our main text. 1 Samuel 2. And Hannah prayed and said, My heart rejoices in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over my enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation. There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none besides me, neither is there any rock like our God. So next time you sing that song, remember that the song originated from Hannah in response to the faithfulness of God. What God did for Hannah, he can do for you and me. The third song. Salvation to our God, who sits upon the throne, and to the Lamb forevermore. This song can be found in Revelation 7, verse 9 to 10. I'll read it in its setting from verse 9. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, who sits upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. So when we sing this song, it is a reminder of where we all will be one day, for those that know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and also a reminder that we are all heading to the same place. It will help us put things into his proper perspective. And if you don't know the Lord yet, today is the day of salvation. The fourth song. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. This song can be found in 2 Samuel 22 verse 4, which reads, I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The song was sung by David in the day the Lord delivered him from all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. Let's read this verse again in its proper setting. 2 Samuel 22 verses 1 to 4 reads, And David spoke unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. And he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, the God of my rock. In him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower, my refuge, my savior. Thou save me from violence. I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. This song reminds us that the Lord is able to deliver us from all our enemies as he delivered David. The final song goes, Hallelujah. For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. This song can be found in Revelation 19, verses 5 to 6. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunder, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice, and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready. Verses 8 to 9 reads, And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. Verse 9, And he said unto me, Write, blessed are they that are called unto the marriage lamp of the, sorry, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the lamp. And he said unto me, These are the true sayings of God. So next time you sing that song, be reminded that there is a marriage supper of the Lamb. There are many other worship songs in scripture that we sing today. I hope this has been a blessing to you. Psalms 47:7 reads, For God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. As we apply understanding to our worship songs, it will deepen our worship and deepen our experience with the Lord. Thanks for listening.